We have a producer communications update. I will call on Richard Nielsen for this.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The Joint Producer Communications Committee over the past year and a half has focused on a strategy of helping producers to get to know their checkoff. We've been doing this by putting advertisements and things like that in the magazines that they look through to gain information. We've also have a website, and if you're paying attention to what's going on here, you've seen the deal that producers can't be everywhere, but my checkoff can. And we've got some hats and things like this. And we're going to ask for some help today, because the committee can't do this stuff alone. And all of you Beef Board members that are here, 100 and some of you, took an oath to work for the Beef Board. And so, as of today, there's no more free lunch, so to speak. The staff is going to pass around some materials to you. You've seen these before, if you're paying attention. But you're going to get 10 of these brochures. Now, these are not to take home and put in your Beef Board pile, which, you know, may or not be the top pile on your desk. So at least put them in your pickup truck and haul them around for a while. But now, as you're hauling these around, pay attention to what's going on. And when you see your neighbor, stop and get in a checkoff discussion. Now, I know that's not as exciting as the markets and the policy things and, you know, what's going on in Washington and all that other stuff. But our checkoff is very, very important. And if we're going to move forward with a healthy checkoff, we have got to have educated producers out there in the world. And you as a Beef Board person have a responsibility to teach. So learn what's in these 10 and give them to 10 neighbors. Now, 10 times 100 is somewhere near 1,000. Last time I checked, and cattle feeder numbers, and you know how us guys think. But that's 1,000 people that will be better educated about the checkoff when it comes time to enhance things, or just so that they know where their dollar's going. So it's really important. There's also a couple more little cards in this packet that you're going to get, and one of them's got some instructions on teaching people about the checkoff, and the other's got some instructions, some questions that you can write down. And those of you that are new here and went to orientation, you know, you've done this, so dig it out of your archives or do it over. And then so that we know you did it, write back and tell us. And there's a place here that will tell you how to email it, and if you're not computer literate yet, you need to work on that. But you can write back, or you can call the Beef Board, and you can tell us. But it's very important that you follow through. This is important stuff. Now, in order to show you that this is an easy process, I have a couple of helpers today. And so I'd like Myron Williams and Merle Carlin to come to the mic. And they're going to give us a demonstration on what to do and how to do this.
Mr. Chairman, if I go back home to South Dakota to my producers and they ask, what are we doing in our budget to the benefit of the producers when we're $6 million short of where our normal budget is for the coming year, how are we going to tell them what are we doing to benefit those producers to get the job done to keep beef demand at the levels we like and keep improving it by 2010?
And the answer is?
Well, you're right. Beef checkoff revenues are way down, mainly because we're at record low cattle numbers right now. But to add to that, our checkoff dollar, buys less than half of what it used to back in the day, the 80s, when the checkoff program was started. So you can see the challenge that the beef board and the operating committee have in conducting our program. But what we have to do is some really tough prioritization. We have to decide what's really important to us and what's really effective and focus our efforts on those areas and do the best job we can with what we have to work with.
Now, did y'all hear that? That was a really simple, complex question. Probably the reason I called these two is because I knew Myron would bring up the declining revenues. And I knew that Merrill, being on the operating committee, would have a good answer. Now, I thought about doing something else, but I'm not going to do it today. I was just going to call on a couple others of you, and I thought of a whole bunch of you while I was pushing silage the other day on my tractor when I was, you know, got really dangerous about this. But any one of you could be cornered by a producer that pays the checkoff and ask any one of 10,000 questions. You need to prepare yourself. You need to know your stuff. And you need to be able to answer these folks. So I challenge you, take this stuff home, get it out to 10 producers. That's not too much to ask. And report back to us, please. Now I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. How many of you will do that? I haven't got you all yet. Come on. Come on, I got to see 100 beef board hands. All right. I'm going to hold you to it. And I thank you for your participation. And I thank you for the good association that you have. You folks are the best in the world. Thank you.